السلام عليكم.
Inshallah, I will be brief. I guess I'll try to keep it within 10 minutes, Brother Asim.
We can have your 15 minutes.
No. We want everybody to leave as early as possible. Tomorrow we have work.
I'll make my prayers
first. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I picked two verses, inshallah. I'll make them short. Verse chapter 2, Baqarah, verse 177. I don't know if you can. It is a long verse. I will not be able to go through all of it. But it is a famous verse that we hear it a lot. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَهُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not piety to turn the face to east or to west. And the verse continues to talk about believing in God and the hereafter, and the angels and the books and so on and so forth. I will only focus on one aspect of it, which is وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and different categories. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ, that means he give in spite of his love to the money. Because sometimes I was reading a translation on my phone, and the translation says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ, he gives money because of his love to him, which I believe it's a mistake. It is not love to these people. I believe it's love to the money. Because in other verses, it supports that. تُنْفِقُ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will spend from what you love dear. And the reason I bring it in this month, because we all know month of Ramadan is a month of many things. But definitely is a month of giving, right? Zakat and the giving. But I feel that there are a few challenges that we want to overcome. I think one of them is when we read the verse, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ, and it is can barely overcome the steep uphill road. And what will be the عقبة? I believe وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ, selfishness is ever present in human soul. So brothers and sisters, when we find the Quran try to remind us, it is not our nature to give, except for the few. The Quran is saying is that selfishness, it is embedded in our personality, in our identity, in who we are. So you will find when it comes to giving, it's not easy. Forget about the whisper, the satanic whispers in Shaitan Ya'idukum al-Faqr, that Satan will go ahead and try to whisper to you that if you give, you'll be poor. Put that on the side. But bear in mind, the Quran is telling us, we are selfish. And what I mean by selfish means, a lot of times I feel my money is not just mine and my kids and my wife and my kin. So most of the time it is me, it belongs to me. So when it comes to giving, it is very challenging, it's very difficult. But if we love Allah and we are inspired by this great month of Ramadan, out of our relationship with God Almighty, He is the one who gives, I believe our love to Allah should overcome our love to the money. Does that make sense? So just a quick reminder, inshallah, you are among the generous, but I feel the month of Ramadan is a month where we need a change, and part of it is overcome our selfishness. I'd like to go to verse 186, those one who are following, and we notice that after the verses of the fasting, and I will not go over them, I'm sure in the month of Ramadan you're going to hear so many of us talking about that, talking about the month of the Quran. I'm sure Brother Asim touched about it yesterday. The one I want us to reflect on, and I will go a little slow on it because I want you to reflect with me, not necessarily publicly, but you know, reflect on it. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. It's verse, we hear that also quite often. And when my servant, and please, Ibadi, use the word servant. Worshipper, don't use the word slave. Sometimes I heard one time we were talking in a small group and the brother kept saying slave, and you could tell the interfaith group kept looking at him like, what do you mean by that? So the better word when we hear ibadi is worshipper or
servant.
فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ, and I will respond to those one who call upon me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, but first let them respond to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So brothers and sisters, don't laugh. When I was young, I was taught that, you know, I was probably fourth, fifth grade, and we had an exam, and so, you know, when you were young, sometimes you cheat. You would take with you a little paper with notes. And so I was taught by a friend of mine, if you read these verses, this will blind the teacher. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَنِي أَدِيمْ سَدًا, those one who know Arabic, you know, I'm too embarrassed, but this is true story. And then when I came to this country, I was 17, I was told by a friend of mine, when you drive fast, so read Ayatul Kursi, because you got a ticket. Then I got a ticket. So someone told me, you used the wrong ayah. You read أَعُوذُ بِالْرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ, then I still got a ticket. But it says funny, but really what happened is when we were young, we were taught that the dua can do miracles, can blind the teacher, can blind the officer, you can get a raise. There are so many things, and a lot of times you talk to people and they come and they say, like one time I was talking to a young man, why don't you pray? He said, I used to pray to God and he never answered me. Really, he never answered him. So a lot of times now you are talking to people and they are questioning why God isn't here responding. Because if we pay attention to this verse, I want to go toward the end because I believe it is very telling. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So before, Allah is saying is, yes, I am near. I am fully aware what are your needs are. I am fully aware of your existence. I'm fully aware of your circumstances and your situation. And as I said, of your needs. But the key here is فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. First, we need to respond to God. What does that mean? If we go through the Quran carefully, brothers and sisters, we know that this world that we live in, it goes by al-asbab. It goes by action and reaction. It goes by reasons. It goes by laws. Does that make sense? So when the Prophet ﷺ left Mecca to Medina, I used to wonder when I was young, why didn't he do his powerful dua and has to go through this long trip and has to do a lot of preparation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have lifted him up from Mecca and put him in Medina in a powerful dua. And no other man on this earth will have more powerful dua than the Prophet, right? He didn't. He went through a rigorous plan. This is not the place for it, because I promised to be short, but he went through a rigorous plan as a human being with all the laws that he has to as a human being, and then he did a dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. The battle of Badr, we all know that Muslims were victorious. They understood the law of success, the law of the battles for them to succeed. And the dua came and they were victorious. It did not happen in Battle of Uhud. We all know why, right? So I don't have to go through it. The same group of people, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same power of dua, because they violated as-sunan, they violated the laws that will yield to success. So brothers and sisters, when we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond, Allah is saying is, understand, learn about what I told you. Respond to me first, respond to my laws. Understand, learn, realize what are the formula of success in this world, and I'll step in to guide you, to do a final touch, and to inspire you to do certain things. But first, you gotta do your part. And this is something that, so for me, when I was young, if I wanted to pass the exam, rather than cheat and bring a few verses and there, I should really study. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to study and to do what it takes to be successful. So I think I just wanted to touch briefly on this, because I still hear from some young people that God is not responding. And last but not least, and I'm sure you could take this verse and reflect on it a lot more. So I will respect the time. I will leave you with one last thing that we hear that, and you should be aware of. Sometimes people wonder, yes, I did this. I complied with all the sunan, with all the laws, with all the reasons and the factors that's needed. But my dua was not fulfilled. Why? Well, because what the Prophet ﷺ taught, that there are three things happen. One, you might get your wish later. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows best, He might hold it back for you. We might need it much more in the hereafter, so it will not go wasted. The third thing the Prophet said, that He might remove a harm that you did not foresee instead of giving you what you needed, because this would be more important for your success. These are the three things that goes with the dua. May I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our dua in this great month, as we are heeding His call, and we be generous tonight to our center. Wassalamu alaikum. I didn't take more than 10 minutes, right?
Thank you so much, Brother Hassan. Right on time.